Matthew chapter 2, verse 1 to 12. The Magi visit the Messiah. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother. They opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you very much, Phoenix Signing Choir. That was beautiful. And thank you very much, Steve, for what you've done in interpreting this service for us. We really appreciate what you've done. Thank you. And am I right in thinking that a round of applause should be that?
Oh, yeah.
Shall we do that then? That's better. Thank you. Thank you so much. If we could have the pictures up as well, please, Bruce, that would be great. There is 1 week left for Christmas shopping. I remember a few years ago on Christmas Eve, I was living in London, and I went to Oxford Street on Christmas Eve to do my Christmas shopping. And I expected it to be absolutely heaving, but it was incredibly quiet. There was just a small group of very stressed-looking men going from department store to department store, trying to find something that made it look as if they hadn't left everything to the last minute, as I had. I've been a little bit more organised this year, but I often struggle to work out what gifts I want to give. I don't even find it terribly easy coming up with the gifts that I want to receive. It's hard to work it out, and particularly for those that we love the most. After all, my wife is married to me. What more could she possibly want? However, she's given me a list. For those of us that struggle to come up with the greatest gift, help is at hand. Over the last few years, they've developed a tradition of the bigger stores guiding us on what to buy through their Christmas adverts. For some stores, this has become so significant that when their advert is released, it becomes major news. They leave us with recognisable images, though not always many gift ideas. So, for example, which store is it that has this as their symbol this year? John Lewis, of course it is. Buster the Bouncing Boxer from John Lewis, though other department stores are available. Each year, the John Lewis advert is eagerly awaited. It's usually first shown during the X Factor to try and get the biggest number of people watching it. But even more people look online to watch the advert. When I last checked, 23 million hits on YouTube for the John Lewis advert. Now think about that for a moment. Adverts are what come up when you're watching a program you want to see. They interrupt it. Or you're reading a magazine and you want to get to the stories, but there's adverts. Or you're looking on a web page and adverts pop up. They're an interruption. 23 million times someone said, what I really want to do is go and look at John Lewis trying to sell me something. How many of them have actually bought trampolines? I don't know. But why do we do that? Well, according to the advert, we do it because John Lewis sell the gifts that everyone will love. So we know that particular image. What about, maybe less familiar one, the skating yetis? Argos, that's right, other online catalogue stores are available. This one only got 2 million YouTube hits. But Argos, they sell a huge range of items, and they know we're so keen to get them, we can't even wait for next day delivery. Their big thing this year is, if you order it, we will do same day delivery. Buy a skating yeti. Now, I was a little disappointed when my delivery driver arrived. Dennis, he did explain to me that normally he would have looked like in the adverts, but he'd shaved that day. They try and sell us ideas, they try and sell us things, these stores. A different approach this time. Who's this one for? Amazon or Amazon Prime. And what they've got is they've got a priest and they've got an imam who are great friends, and they come and they meet together, and then they both choose the Christmas present to give the other one, which they order from Amazon for next day delivery with Amazon Prime. And in this case, some of you have seen the advert, they get little knee pads because of the amount of time that they spend in prayer. Now, when I saw this advert, I was a little bit cynical. And then I found out that the two men aren't actors. They actually are a priest and an imam. They actually are great friends. Though whether they bought Christmas presents through Amazon, I didn't find out. But there's something heartwarming, isn't there? Knowing that two men of very different faiths can overcome those differences to have a genuine friendship. And perhaps we need to hear that this year, when there has been so much that's caused division in our country and around the world. They're all focused on gifts to give for Christmas, but what is the greatest gift? Well, another Christmas advert thinks they have the answer. I'm going to play the whole advert for you. There are no prizes for guessing who it is, because it does say in big letters at the end of the advert. Thank you. I was really looking forward to seeing what Steve was going to do for the line, "The manager's twerking inappropriately." I was a bit disappointed. I'm not sure I could do it better, but thank you. Of course, other supermarkets are available than Sainsbury's. That one got almost 15 million hits on YouTube, second only to John Lewis in its popularity. Why is that? Well, I think it strikes a chord with us. Most of us recognise how busy life gets, whether that's with school and homework, whether that's earning enough that we can just about manage, whether that's looking after the family, or however else we fill our days. We'd love to fill out time with something more meaningful, especially being with those that we love, but we are just too busy. And unfortunately for most of us, we don't have the factory that produces toys that we could clone ourselves into, so that we can get on with other things. But we do recognise that actually the greatest gift we can give is to give ourselves, whether that's Christmas or any other time of the year. But that isn't surprising at Christmas, because the heart of Christmas is someone who did give themselves. In the first reading tonight, we heard about this baby in Bethlehem who would be known as Emmanuel. And that's a name which means God with us. And at Christmas, whether God was inspired by the Sainsbury's advert or not, God's thought was the greatest gift he could give was himself. So why did he give that gift? Why did he send his son Jesus to become that gift for us? Well, the Bible tells us it's because he loves us. Because this baby who grew up, who died, who went back to be with Father God, someone once wrote a story about him, an account of his life, his closest friend John, and he put it this way. He said, "This is how God loved the world. He gave his only son." It was the greatest expression of love that's ever been given. God loved us so much that he came to be one of us. Love was his motive. But what was his purpose? Well, John carries on. He gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Jesus came so that we could have a fulfilled life, knowing God with us every day from now on and forever. That's a massive claim. Could anyone really give a life like that? Well, Jesus can because he lived a life like that. Even though the life he lived was under the shadow of the cross on which he was eventually executed, he lived every moment knowing that God was with him. Even at his execution on Good Friday, he knew that God was working out his plan for the world. Jesus was taking the rap for everything that we've done that cuts us off from God. And then on Easter Sunday, he was raised to new life to show what was possible and to invite us to enter that new life as well. So was Jesus really God? Why did he die? Can we have this belief? They're huge questions. We don't have time to cover them this evening. But we'd love you to join us as we explore those questions. And next month, we're going to be doing that in a course called Alpha. Over 10 weeks, we're going to look at those questions and more and see whether Jesus really was the greatest gift. Each night, we'll start with a meal. There'll be a short talk and a chance to discuss together. You'll find an invitation in the seat pocket in front of you. There's no cost to coming along. You might even want to try the first night before you decide whether you want to come to the rest of them or not. But what would really help us would be if you could fill in the form at the bottom so we know how many people we're cooking for. But there may even be some of you here today who know, actually, I want to receive that gift. I want to do that today. And if that's you, then I'm going to pray as if I were receiving that gift. I did that many years ago. And you can simply add your amen to it if you agree with what I pray. And then I'd love you at the end of our time together to come and see me. And I've got some booklets. I'd just love to give you one that explains a little bit more about what that means. So let's pray. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you so much for coming to this earth to be God with us. Thank you for living among us and dying for us to take the blame for what we have done wrong. I'm sorry for the things that I have done wrong and the times that I've shut you out of my life. Please forgive me. I now turn from everything which I know is wrong. Thank you for your offer of forgiveness and the gift of your Spirit. I now receive that gift so that I can live with you forever. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. We're going to close our time together by standing and singing Joy to the World. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. Let's stand, let's sing triumphantly, gloriously this wonderful Christmas news.